Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be A Good Woman Brings You Peace, A Toxic Woman Brings Chaos. Choose wisely. Well, I've got an email here from a guy who got involved with a woman, and she's very insecure, very jealous, didn't like him hanging out with friends. Just anything that got in the way of her having a monopoly on his time bothered her and upset her, and so he's jumped through his butt many, many times trying to please her and make her happy so she doesn't get upset. Eventually, he had enough, broke up with her because he's like, she's just toxic. And then she's like, oh, let's just have sex. We could just have a sexual relationship. He's like, okay. Well, eventually she reeled him back in and then the behavior continued. And then he's on a trip. And apparently gets really drunk, makes out with another girl, the one thing she'd always been freaking out about or accusing him of. And then apparently it got live streamed on YouTube and she happened to be watching her boyfriend making out with some other girl. So obviously that went over like a lead balloon. And he's like, what do I do now, coach? The reality is he's like, you got he's trying to fix this girl. And it's not your job to fix or to save somebody that is screwed up. You are responsible for you. Like the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, I'll take care of me for you, and you take care of you for me. And obviously, in this case, this particular woman is not holding up her end of the bargain. But then again, this guy's not really doing himself any favors because whatever you tolerate, you invite more of in your life. And so he's upset about the abuse and the toxicity and everything else, but yet he stays with her. So through his actions, he's communicating, hey, this is totally okay. I'll put up with it. You know, I see, a big complaint guys in the red pill community have is, who's going to hold women accountable? It's like, well, it's up to the men to hold women accountable. And the problem is there's so many weak men in society. They're so desperate, so thirsty, and they don't understand women. They don't understand how attraction works. And so they put up with things like this, and it's weak men in society that enable all of this behavior that so many guys, especially in the red pill community, complain about. It's really them. We're supposed to be the leaders. We're supposed to set the standard, and we're supposed to be the ones holding women accountable. And when they violate our boundaries, you have to enforce them. And unfortunately, just like you see with this dude, he's just not. He's just letting her walk all over him and abuse him. So all he does is teach a woman like this that, hey, this is how you browbeat men. You see it on TV. You see it in the movies. It's like, hey, this is the way society is. And everybody sees the same propaganda. So it's no wonder most people get brainwashed into going, oh, this is totally normal. This is acceptable behavior. But it's just not. So he says, hello, coach. I've read your book one time. He's a brand new follower, by the way. And yes, I have failed. I started dating someone 2 years ago who I met through a friend at a party. She asked our mutual friend for my number. I'm 34 years old and she's 32. We went on a few dates and everything was going well until some red flags came up. Well, the idea is the red flags, when there's too many of them, you're supposed to go, okay, I can't work with this. You can't make good wine from bad grapes. But if a guy is desperate and he's always had a hard time attracting or keeping women, then he's going to typically 9 times out of 10 put up with this crap because he feels, and his reality is that he can't do any better. But until the average guy learns how women operate and what they're attracted to and what turns them off, they're going to continue to put up with and enable this stuff. And crying about biology or how women's true nature is not going to fix it. As men need to fix themselves. That's the problem. It's the weak men in society that have created this problem. They're training women to be this way. They're training women that this is the standard, that this is acceptable. And, you know, even if this guy leaves this girl, it's like the next dude that comes along because she's attractive, he'll probably put up with it because he's desperate. And so she's constantly getting the dysfunctional way that she shows up in the world validated by other men. Who's supposed to hold women accountable? We are. We're the ones with the penises. We're supposed to be the leaders. But this guy's not doing his duty. At first, when she spoke about her ex, she would tell me that she was engaged to him prior, and they only got engaged after knowing each other for a week. Yeah, that does happen occasionally, but most of the time, when do those things ever work out? I had some friends of mine that I knew back in the days when I was working at Chuck's Steakhouse in the early 90s. There was a woman who was one of the managers. She was just an absolute angel. What a sweetheart. Her husband, a cool guy. They met when I think they were in college or had just graduated college. I think they might have been down in South Florida on spring break, if I'm not mistaken. And they just clicked. And they got married after like 6 weeks. And they were together. I mean, the last time I saw her was probably about 10, 15 years ago. They were still together, happy as could be. And they've been together for many decades. Raised great kids. They raised a bunch of boys into men. Her husband was cool as hell. He used to come in all the time. And that was one of the exceptions. I remember my own personal life when I met a couple. It's like, they're like two peas in a pod. They belong together. But that's the exception to the rule. It almost never happens that way for most people. But, you know, typically when you see somebody getting engaged after a week, usually it's somebody that's inexperienced. They're just following whatever their emotions are and not really thinking rationally. And that's how you get yourself into a lot of trouble. So typically when you see that, it's usually because the girl's insecure. And that's what you're going to kind of see as I go further into this email. He says, what was concerning about this is that she thought it was okay and acceptable that if you know, you know. The second red flag I encountered was that she didn't like using condoms at first. She told me she was allergic and that they felt uncomfortable. Yeah, I mean, condoms suck. You want to raw dog it. But if you're going to raw dog it, you better make sure it's with a good quality woman that you've vetted properly. But even then, sometimes they lie. He says, when I mentioned alternatives, she wasn't having it and would instead suggest the pullout method and telling me that if I care, I wouldn't mind it and I shouldn't be scared to have kids, even though we weren't going to have any now. Well, I mean, in all reality, if you're in a relationship and you're serious, that makes sense. But when you're that new, it's kind of silly. You got to vet properly. And you got to vet the family, because the family is going to be the grandparents and the aunts and uncles. Do you want those people helping to raise your child or not? Are those the kind of people that would be a good example to your children? Or is the family, like in this case, is their family full of chaos as well and drama, lying, cheating, being controlling, yelling, screaming, whatever it happens to be. Whatever is going on in the family is, in essence, the vibe and the energy that's going to raise your kids. So not only are you vetting the woman, but you're vetting the family, the grandparents and the aunts and uncles and everybody that comes along with that. They're going to be having an influence on your children. Over the course of time, she continued to show me red flags like extreme jealousy. Me spending time with my friends once or twice a week was a problem. Seeing her only once or twice a week was an issue, and I also DJ and do broadcasts online on Saturday, and this was also a problem. In other words, everything was put above her. Well, she's constantly needing reassurance, probably because she didn't get enough strokes from mom and dad when she was a kid, so she's incredibly insecure. And so her go-to, her perspective or her reality filter that she's stuck in is that she's not going to be loved. She's not lovable. So every time something happens, she assumes the worst case scenario because that's what she was emotionally anchored to in childhood. So anyone or anything that potentially takes her man away means she's not going to get the love that she expects, and she typically doesn't react too well to it. Because again, she probably grew up in a very dysfunctional household. She'd always accuse me of being too nice to the waitresses and of cheating with other women. Yeah, see, when you put up with this kind of behavior and you allow her to browbeat you months and months and months on end, you're training her that this is normal. But when you first start dating and she starts this stuff, you get like, look, I'm a loyal and faithful guy. If we're in a relationship, I'm committed. And it's like, if you're constantly accusing me of cheating or doing something wrong, then I'm going to assume it's actually you that's doing something wrong, because people project what's inside. No one will ever do or say anything to you that isn't a direct reflection of how they feel about themselves in a moment. And if you're jealous and you're insecure and you're constantly accusing me of doing something wrong, then that tells me that it's actually you who's thinking about doing these things and probably is doing these things. And maybe I should be paying closer attention to your actions. So if you're upset, if you're insecure, if you're needy, it's like, you, this is your issue. You need to handle this. I'm not going to deal with this crap anymore. And if she continues doing it, then you stop dating her. But when you never say anything to her, you're teaching her that this is okay, that this is the standard. And so you trained her this way. Another thing, no one will ever do or say anything to you that you don't invite them to do. He says, I invited her out with my friends once to go to a bar that had music on a Friday. And since then, she would just assume that I go to bars and clubs every week. Anyway, I ended the relationship after 3 months and was done with this behavior. Well, at least she ended it. Unfortunately, she came back shortly and tried to get back together, and I wouldn't have it, but she wouldn't let up over months and eventually just started suggesting only sex. And women are pretty clever. They know that you want access to the box. So they're like, all right, I'll give it up, and then I'll cause them to do what I want. He says, I eventually gave in. He says, a bad mistake. Yeah, the thirst is real. It's like most guys just are too needy and desperate and worried they can't find anybody else, so they put up with the shit. He says, because then it snowballed over time to us being exclusive, but not in a relationship. He says, not sure what that means. Well, what it means is that she's locked you down sexually while she can explore potentially monkey branching to some other dude. So in other words, you committed to not sleep with any other women or not date any other women in essence, while she's keeping her options open. That's what you've agreed to. So congratulations. I had a video I think we did recently with Caroline where we went into detail and discussed that. Opened a lot of dudes' eyes, but that's the way it is. I'm just the messenger. But in one instance, months later, I was hired to be a DJ on a boat cruise. I asked her to come support me. And her answer was no, and that she wouldn't be going to a boat full of whores. Boy, it's just like, gets better and better. It's like, where's the upside? If a woman doesn't support your mission and purpose, then she's out. There's nothing you can do, man. He says, I was upset over her never supporting my hobbies or passions, so I went and I got drunk. And I made out with some random girl. But wait, there's more. Some guy in the boat was a YouTuber who was streaming, and she watched from home and saw me do it. If you're in a hole, quit digging. But after this, I became a cheater, and she wouldn't let that up. Well, you actually did exactly what she thought you were going to do. And obviously, on some level, she could tell you weren't 100% committed. And so I'm sure that contributed to her being insecure about the relationship, but that doesn't excuse her needy and her neurotic behavior. He says, on top of this, along the way, our mutual friend that we met through was cut off because he invited me to a club and a concert one time. She cut him off completely for inviting me, and they were friends for over 10 years. And her reasoning was he got involved in our relationship to try and get me to cheat. Anyway, long story short, I don't know what I got myself into, and I need your help. Bro, you're not going to fix her. You're not going to change her. It's like, I mean, you could sit down with her and have a heart-to-heart and say, this has gone on long enough. These are my standards. This is what I want. This is acceptable behavior. And if you do it again, I'm out. And you can give her one more chance. But I don't see women like this changing. You may have heard me say over the years, you know, in this case, this guy's new. People don't change who they are. They may become a better version of who they are, but they typically don't change. You know, women like this can become better with therapy and professional help, but 99% of them ain't going to do shit. They're not going to do anything to help themselves. So I don't have a lot of faith and confidence that this woman will do what's necessary, even if you set the boundaries. You'll set the boundaries, and if I was a betting man, I would probably bet on the fact that she'll continue to violate them, and then you got a deep sixer like you did the last time. It's just, it's not going to work. You're going to have to move on and stop trying, because, again, this woman doesn't support what you do for a mission and a purpose. So that's disqualifying from being a girlfriend or a wife. It's like, fuck buddy, friends with benefits, that's it. I mean, she offered you sex, and you were too much of a sucker and probably desperate because you didn't want to lose access to the box that you went along with her bullshit. And so here you are. If I were you, you should take your balls back and go find somebody else. But if you're a glutton for punishment, try to set healthy boundaries and tell her if it happens again, you're out. And as soon as she violates it, then you need to be out and be congruent with that. And not keep giving her chance after chance after chance after chance. Because it's not your job to fix her. The idea is you're coming together to share your completeness, not to fix somebody or to save them. So if you got a question or a challenge and you'd like to get my help, go to understandingrelationships.com. Click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page of my website. And book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.